Welcome to
Tea Time, Nicole Byer.
This is Tea Time. How many times do people call you Nicole Byers
a day?
Versus Nicole Byer, which is my proper last name.
Is Nicole Byer. Every now and again, people say Byers, and I don't correct anybody.
Have learned to live with it.
I mean, if that's what you want to call me, that's fine. There's no S. But people be fucking things up.
All the time.
Your name is Raven Simone.
Simone, correct.
And I only know that because of Drag Race. And I was like, oh my God, we've all been fucking this up. And I think Rihanna is Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they're just like, well, people aren't saying it right, so.
It's just easier after a certain time period. The only person who I appreciate will not let anybody call her the wrong name mm-hmm. is Lisa Ray. Like, I heard that if she does not like to be called Lisa or Ray, my name is Lisa Ray. And I'm I appreciate that.
I love that.
My best friend is Sashir.
And people have such a hard time saying her name, but she will stand there and wait for you to say it correctly. She'll be like, Sashir, Sashir.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, Sashir, Sashir. And I love that.
Say it with me now.
Okay. But, not to like get into politics.
Oh, let's.
But Donald Trump is, okay, maybe I don't want him to be my president, but you can't argue. He's funny. There's a hilarious clip today that's going around where he's like, Kamala, she was Indian, now she's black. And I was like, what? I was like, you've never heard of a mixed race person?
South Asian
and black. And he's like, which one is it, Indian or black? And I was like,
it's the ignorance that some people have in this country that even if you're white, you're not mixed white.
Yes.
You can be Irish and Italian, German, all of that. Like
you could be so many different things, but it really rocked my socks. Because he said it to a black woman. I was like, oh my God. And then Roy Wood Jr. retweeted it and was like, I'd like to hear all of your black coming out stories. And I was like, that's so funny.
That's hilarious. So funny. That's great. 23andMe. You gotta in right now.
I really want to do that. That's right. And that would be such, yeah, I really want to do 23andMe. And that was funny. They should use that as their like
they really
new.
Should be like yeah. figure out what you are
yeah.
hashtag Kamala
yeah I would love to do it. I was thinking about that today, oddly enough, but I was like, I would like to
know who you are.
Swab me little.
Like,
I'm 2% da da da.
Speaking of pronunciations, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, where did you grow up? Because your tonality and enunciation
and that laugh
is just, I'm going to keep it 100. You grew up around white people, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, aww. Me and my sister graduated with like maybe 5 other black kids in our class. Yeah. I grew up in Middletown, New Jersey. The house was in Lincroft, which is like a little part of Middletown. But yeah, there was one other black family in our like whole development, and she was a teacher at the school. There's only one black teacher in my elementary school.
Me too.
I don't think there was one in my middle school or high school. Maybe we had a gym teacher. No, 2 gym teachers in high school. But yeah, I grew up around a lot of whites. Wow.
I grew up, elementary school only had one black teacher, mm-hmm. and then my middle school had a black teacher, 2 black teachers, and a security guard. And I was always friends with Mr. Gibson. Love it. But I grew up with a lot of white people.
Yes.
Does that change your brain chemistry in any way, do you think?
Maybe. So I went to church in Long Branch, New Jersey, which was pretty black. I don't know if it still is. So the kids there would be like, you sound white. And I'd be like, what does that even mean? And then, you know, you start code switching, and then you're like, I sound the way I sound, but then I'm trying to sound blacker. And then as I grew up, I was like, I just sound like me. I have ADHD. I cannot focus on trying to sound a certain type of way for certain different people. And then as I've grown up and done like shows and shit, I've met so many other black women who grew up the same way as me and sound like me. And they're like, I'm glad that you are you. And I'm glad that you're so visible, because I feel very represented. And I'm like, there we go.
You just had to be famous.
Yeah. I just had to really work hard and get famous and
to find your other people.
To find my people.
There you go.
So sad. But it's true. I love you. I think you're absolutely hilarious
and
all the things that you do.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Thank
Ham
you.
Hock.
quiz.
So funny.
It is, thank you.
She does a good job.
She was telling us earlier for you guys, just in case you didn't catch that, that she thought that Tea Time with Tiffany Haddish and the Ham Hock was really funny. And I was like, cool. It's my claim to fame.
Blew me away.
Yeah. You just, I have you laughing in your house by yourself.
Truly, yes. I'll say it to my dog. Ham Hock.
Hilarious.
It really gets me.
The dog.
I feel like we should get a dog and name it Ham Hock. That's cute.
You should. You absolutely should.
So do you have a dick on your ear or is that just me?
Imagine if I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's a hammer.
The way that I felt myself just asking that too was funny. Like I was like, dick on your ear?
Yeah. I mean, it is a weird thing. It is a dick on my ear. It's Vivian Westwood.
Oh, you really have a dick on your ear.
Keep the things you love close to your heart. But I found it and I thought it was so funny. And they only sell them one at like, it's not
one,
a pair.
One dick at a time.
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, I have a dolphin, a heart,
and a
star,
dick.
A dick.
No, you touched the dick and said it was a star.
But I think there's a star
there.
There
is. Dolphin, star, heart, dick.
And then.
Those are cute. Yes. They're all Vivian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Just one Vivian and then
the
everything else is Etsy.
So I was on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I saw this influencer, and she had this great lip combo. And I was like, that's really pretty. And I read through all the comments, and I'm trying to find what it is, mm-hmm. right? So many people have asked her, and she isn't answering. But somebody said, I think it's this and this. So I'm like, great. So I Google what they think it is. I find this lipstick, uh-huh. and I was like, great. Except the packaging was a bit bizarre because it's a lipstick, but it's a dick.
Oh,
and
wait, what
balls
brand is
and
this?
Everything.
I can't remember. I think it starts with like an I.
It's a silver one.
Anyhow.
I would like that.
Yeah, I wish that we still had it, but.
Had to throw that shit away.
Yeah, Raven. But anyway, so I order
no
it.
No dicks in this house.
Yeah. No. So I order that and it comes and I was just like, damn, this packaging is aggressive. Because it's not like a tiny lipstick or a tiny dick. It's mm-hmm. like. It's
the
like,
balls are engorged.
Yeah. And also, it was so heavy. It was so heavy. It was probably, no joke, like 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. The color didn't suit me. It didn't really suit her either.
I tried to.
So
I like,
she threw it away. But it was a full on. I wish we had it. I wish we fucking had it.
I would have taken it.
You would have
loved
it.
When I threw
it
in the trash, and went like this. Boom.
Food. A food.
Like,
that's so funny. I have a lot of dicks in my house.
Real or?
Not real. So I have like little dick crystals.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yeah. And then this wooden dick that I got in Barbados when I was on vacation with my grandpa. And then I bought a charger on Amazon and they sent me a dildo. Like, I don't know if someone in the warehouse was like, I'm going to have a nice time. I recognize her name. I'm going to send her a dick instead. And I like checked and I was like, that is the package that was outside the door that they took a picture of. I opened it. There wasn't a receipt for a charger, but Amazon said it was delivered. So I don't know how that mistake got made. So that's just in my house because I was like, well, I'm not going to throw it away.
No.
And that's funny.
Yeah. That's great.
I think that's the only... No, then my makeup artist, Jen, got me a little wooden dick charcuterie board, but it's too small, so it just holds some jewelry.
It sounds like in your house you're just manifesting.
You
manifesting
know,
love.
Manifesting love, but also dicks are funny.
They are.
I think they're just really funny inherently.
Yes.
Like, it's just like this appendage that comes out, and you can't really hide it. And then if I was a boy, I would like... style it. Like, I would put things on it.
Like what?
Like they sell little elephant underwear. Sometimes I would wear that.
That's funny.
Or yes. Like, maybe I'd put it above my like waistband of my boxers.
So just a little peekaboo?
Yeah, just a little like, hello. You know, I would like have fun with, I don't think men have fun with their penises enough.
Yeah, all they
or
do is like,
with penises.
I think they like scratch themselves in public and
oh,
I don't
they
think
do
that's
do
okay.
That.
But well, if it was above the pant, and it was just peeking out, I think then that would be.
Why do you think they're scratching their dick and balls all the time? Is it because they're not washing it?
I think it's because it's hot in there. Listen, I got to scratch underneath the titty sometimes when it's laying over too much skin. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. But
I don't have that problem.
No?
I ain't got no titties.
Oh.
No.
No titties.
I'm a B cup.
You're a B.
Mm-hmm. You guys, neither of you can talk about having no titties. Like, heller.
What size are you?
like
she didn't wear a bra.
An A on a good day.
An A on a good
day. I'm like an A something. That's how I am with these boobs to the point where it's like I don't even know what they are. Like I'm just kind of like they're an A something. That's how irrelevant my breast size is because I don't wear a bra.
You guys, I'm a triple D.
Unless I have to.
A triple D.
A triple D.
No, not me. I'm a B. A solid B. I had a bra fit and the lady was like, wide back, tiny boobies. And she said that out loud and I was like, this is a villain origin story. That's the meanest thing you could say to somebody. She was looking at my naked boobs and said, wide back, tiny boobies.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
No. I had a moment.
Was that in Neiman Marcus?
No, this was Upper West Side Town Shop, I think is what it's called.
Call them out. Call them out.
Well, I was at Neiman Marcus and I had a fitting. It wasn't intentional. Like we went there to get clothing for her. And then I was like, oh, I should maybe get a bra. Like this woman was back there fitting her and was like, yeah, sure, sure, sure. And then she was like, yeah, I don't think we have anything that'll fit you. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we don't carry sizes that small in the women's department. I was like, well, where am I supposed to go? To the men's? To the little girls? She was like, no, we don't have anything in the store. And I was like, okay, cool. Thank you. Like, I'm not that small. Like, I know some women who are, like, truly flat-chested. Mm-hmm. Like,
they don't
I
need
have,
a bra.
Like, right.
She has a handful.
Yeah,
a handful.
Enough.
But, and like, to find out she's a titty girl.
Oh, you like titties?
I like titties. Yeah. I think titties are nice.
Titties are nice.
Yeah.
I've really never seen a pair that I was like, ew, stinky titties. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. Like, titties aren't like dicks in that way, because you can definitely see dicks and be like, whoa.
I have seen some very wild-looking ones.
Right.
Oh, no.
I've seen a lot of dicks in the wild. I have this thing. It's really bizarre. It's like,
her karma. It's weird.
It is my karma. And then she had to, like, suffer because of my karma, which is essentially, I will go out into the world and without fail, especially if I'm out for more than, let's say, like 30 minutes, I will see a homeless man's dick.
Oh.
And it just like, it's crazy. And
in a friendly way?
No.
No. Oh. The worst one was I was getting off the freeway. I exited Crenshaw. I'm at the red light. I'm waiting to make a left-hand turn. And a homeless man comes up to the car, walks by. I'm like, no, I don't have anything, right? Comes back. I'm like, no, I don't have anything. Then as the light is about to change, he literally takes his pants off and slaps his dick up against like a squirrel, like a flying dead squirrel. He just slapped it into my driver's window. And I was like, oh my God, like, what did I do? I'm sorry, I don't have anything. And just pushing his dick. It was so aggressive. But dicks in the wild all the time. Just a squirrel. A flying squirrel dick.
That's so wild.
Dicks in the wild.
Dicks in the wild, literally.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. I don't know what the karma is. I don't know what it is. And it's gotten bad. We've seen people have sex with sidewalks.
Yeah,
us too. Literally.
Sex with a sidewalk or on the sidewalk?
No, with.
No, with. There was a woman.
Where are y'all going?
Just to air one.
To get my Halle Bieber smoothie. I'm not a coconut head.
They have a lot of coconut in all of those.
I'm not a coconut girly.
You know, you don't. But you got coconut soft skin. Like, you lather
up nice.
I really do.
Please take a... Like, I'm really soft.
You're a baby. Yes. What do you use?
Nothing really.
Nature.
Love so that. I just started using lotion. I've just been soft my whole life.
Are you serious? And you're hairless.
Yes. I don't shave my arms. This is what my legs look like. I don't shave them.
You're so lucky.
But then my armpits. It's like, no offense, a white woman's hair. It's like pretty long.
I bleached my armpits this morning.
Oh. Did that hurt?
No. She loves bleaching herself. Now, the last time we were really talking about bleach was when we were talking about anal bleaching, because Raven watches a lot of porn, so she thinks all booty holes are not brown.
Wow.
I'm like, booty holes are
brown.
I
don't watch a lot of porn.
That's how the conversation came up.
But that's not the truth.
Okay,
Raven watches a lot of porn.
Like, no, I don't. I'm on Disney. We don't say that. Jesus Christ.
I was once approached by a man on the street to do porn. I was like 21 at the time. I was in New York. I was walking to Lane Bryant, Lame Giant, where I worked.
I used to shop there.
Listen, this is tough.
It is tough.
It was tough for a minute because it was Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart, and The Avenue. And that was all
and
you
Torrid.
Could shop at. Oh, and Torrid appeared.
Oh, Torrid, yeah.
And Torrid that was after, like, you're right.
Yeah. Torrid appeared, and we were like, oh my God, something different. Hot topic for the fads. But I was walking to Lame Giant, And this man was like, "You are so beautiful." And I was like, "Oh my God, thank you." And he's like, I want you to be a model." And I was like, "Okay." And he gave me a business card. I still have it. And it said Busty Baby Dolls. And then I looked it up and I was like, "This man wants me to do porn."
Wow. You make bank.
I didn't follow up.
That's kind of like a huge compliment. I think that if somebody came up to me and was like, "Here, I want you to be in porn," versus like, "Here, I want you to be a real model," I'd be like,
"Porn, you want to watch me fuck? That's nice.
Yes, and you want to see me like fully naked."
Yeah, naked. And you think I'm busty.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when I was wearing a padded bra, and sometimes I'd wear two.
Oh, so he thought you had like D's instead of B's.
Yeah.
Got it. You were misleading.
So you didn't go to porn, you just went to Netflix.
Yeah, I went to...
You went to baking.
Yeah, instead of porn, I went straight to Netflix.
Just like that.
Yeah, and that's how easy it is. Just say no to porn, yeah, and then you will end up on a big streamer.
With your own show. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
I am really proud of you, though. You have done amazing work for the black girls out there, the comedians out there, the writers out there.
I mean, I can say the same to you. Like, seeing a goofy black girl who looked kind of like me on television was like a huge fucking thing. Like, That's So Raven, it was just like it. It was so wild to watch. And then you have like a music career. Like, you have done so much. Like, truly, it's wild.
It's a lot. But you, back to you. You have done so much. And, you know, when you see someone that's a host of a show, I'm going to keep it 100. You don't always think they can do other things. You think they just stay there, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Pat Sajaks, love you, but like, I don't really want to see you anywhere else.
Yeah.
But you, every single time I watch you on that show, I was like, I want her to do more. And you are doing more. Your show's fantastic.
Thank you.
And I just think that it's amazing that you're keeping the ball rolling. You could have been super cozy, staying complacent, and you didn't. You're pushing the boundaries, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I don't know. I don't like just doing one thing. I like to just, I don't know, get my little feet dirty and do a lot of different things. Because hosting is like a different beast. It was so wild. Have you ever hosted anything?
I'm starting.
Okay.
I'm the host of Scrabble on the CW coming out in October.
Ooh, look at that.
It's my first one. I'm very excited. But nothing like yours. You know, I always wanted to come on your show. We'll have a conversation about that later.
I would love to have you on. But did you wear an IFB?
Yes. Let's commiserate and laugh together.
It is such a mind fuck.
It is.
Okay, so when you wear an IFB, there's people in a control room who are watching monitors talking to you.
And like a hearing aid type of apparatus that goes in your ear.
As you are talking to a person, and you are like, just wait for a lull. Why wouldn't you wait till nobody was talking to give me this information? You want me to have a conversation, make it look natural while you are talking to me. It really blew my mind. And then they wanted to feed me lines through the IFB. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do that. And they were like, why? And I said, because you're giving me a line read. And I just, like, that's too much mental gymnastics to hear. And welcome to Nailed It. And for me to go, well, how do I want to say it? Welcome to Nailed It. Like, so I was like, I need a prompter. And they were like, but we don't, what do you mean? And I was like, make it happen. I was like, put it behind a camera.
Good for you.
Sorry to interrupt you, but it was just funny because watching Raven work on Scrabble with that, I could see her, like, talking to a guest, hearing this person, and then she would start laughing, and then she would realize that she was laughing at what this person said, not what this person said, but she's laughing in someone's face, and then she'd go, oh, sorry, the man in my ear just made a joke and I thought it was really funny, so I laughed. And then everyone's like, the man in your, because they don't know. Like,
I would start every day with, I am wearing an earpiece. Someone will be talking to me at times, and you'll think I'm talking to you, and I am not. It was like two older ladies. They didn't like anything about me. They were like, this lady is too filthy. I watch this with my grandkids. She's making dick jokes. I hate it. So I started like starting the day being like, someone is talking to me. Also, I will say some nasty things sometimes because we're here for a long time and Jacques likes dirty jokes. So if you don't like it, I will not be offended if you tell me. Mm-hmm. Or you can tell a producer so you're not telling me.
Yeah.
Because I want everyone to have a nice, fun time. But yeah, it's hosting is fun.
Hosting
I love
is
your
fun.
Disclaimers. Like, way to be a good host. Well, welcome to my home. Welcome to my set. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to set you up so we can all succeed.
I don't want anyone to have a bad time or leave and be like, oh my God, she kept talking about her pussy and how my cake looked like it.
But it does.
But it does. It looked just like a labia.
Oh my God. She's like, like, I'm trying to make a tulip. And she said, it looks like a labia.
God, you're the best, man. You are the best when it comes to that.
Nicole.
Yes.
Would you do the honor of putting your hand in this teapot and telling us what we're talking about today on Tea Time?
Hair.
Okay, and now you guys understand why I was saying it's kind of funny how some of these topics work at times, because mm-hmm. we were talking about her hair,
yes.
bleach, you're hairless. We were just like, you know, I just think it's funny. So let's talk about hair, you guys. What do we think about it?
I think that no matter what color you are, you should be able to wear braids and any other styles and anybody else's
shit.
Hair.
She's going right in.
I'm just keeping it 100. I don't think it's fair that we are blocking people from choosing designs that they want on their hair. Sure. I just wanted to put that out there immediately. That's sure. the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think, yes, we should all be able to wear our hair the way we want to. But, like, when a workplace says braids are not professional.
Unacceptable.
Then it's like, okay, well, why? And then it's like, I feel like it's like, once it's, like, widely accepted and everyone's fine with braids and dreads and stuff, then I'm like, okay, great, we can all wear it. But, like, when it's still, like, stigmatized, I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe just leave it to the people who, I don't know. But also.
But I have to be 100.
A strong, hard take.
I'm gonna go back and forth with you on that one, because Vikings, Chinese.
Yeah.
There's Mongolians.
But were they doing box braids?
No, they were doing corn rolls.
Yeah, I think.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that companies should not prevent a certain mm-hmm. hairstyle so that it shows that we are a communal.
That was going to be my question. So when places of business are saying braids are considered unprofessional, are they referring specifically to like a box braid?
They're like cornrows, box braids, dreads. I mean, it's code for black hairstyle.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So then this is going to be my question. Like, if a white woman came in and just had like a fishtail braid.
See, that's not professional. That's professional.
That's fine.
That's yeah. fine.
And but even though that's a braid.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, that's super fucked up. I don't have anything to say. Yes, it is. That's just yes. super fucked up.
I hate that. That's bad.
I do. It is really shitty. And I don't know where I'm trying to go with it other than I had braids in my hair. Not like a white girl braid, mm-hmm. but like braids. And got a lot of shit for it.
What kind of braids did you have?
They were so cute. There was one, two,
three,
four.
It was three braids.
And it was just down and people were like, ah. And it's like, that's also not fair.
Yeah,
I think it's like a weird, touchy. I think people wouldn't get mad if they weren't stigmatized. Like,
yeah,
that's true. Like, sometimes runways will send down like cornrows or whatever, and they're like, "Oh my god!" Like when Kim Kardashian had braids, and they're like boxer braids, and it's like mm-hmm. they're cornrows.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like, why are we trying to like reinvent a thing that's? I think that's what people are getting mad at. Or at least that's what I get annoyed at, you know, sometimes.
Remember Bo Derek, though? She had those braids. They would braid your hair all the time when you go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that was
they
Bahama would. Braids.
You they know what would. I mean? It's like, I don't know. I understand it when it's stigmatized mm-hmm. and when the person who grew up with braids then is not allowed to move forward in a society. Mm-hmm. I also don't know if it's fair for other people to condemn other people for wearing that. Everyone should get condemned for wearing it in the business setting if that's mm-hmm. the case. Mm-hmm. But in your private life, in your normal yeah. world, like, I don't care what kind of hair you have, as long as you don't say that you invented it, because yes. no one invented it. Mm-hmm. It's a universal way of saving hair. There has been many, many years worth of it, and I just feel like, stop it. Stop it. Just stop.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, wear your hair how you want to. I don't really have an issue with it. I think my issue is just when it's stigmatized and people are like, well, why not? And I'm like, well, you know, white lady, if you have box braids, are you advocating for, like, are you in the workplace being like, mm-hmm. well, since I'm allowed to have them, this girl can have them or whatever.
Exactly.
I think it's, I don't know. Like, the whole appropriation thing for me is a very weird line.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it only goes to the white people, because when black girls bleach their hair,
yeah,
it don't go down.
Yeah, but I also understand.
I think, yeah. Ooh, sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think that just like with white people, it's annoying if you are, no, for real. Like, if you're a black woman who can't wear your hair the way that you want to,
mm-hmm.
but then you could have a white woman who can wear her hair all the ways yeah. she wants to. I'd be pissed at the white woman, too.
I think that's what it is, because it's like black women bleach their hair. They wear, you know, Indian hair and the weaves or whatever. But I feel like that's like because we've had to assimilate yeah. into the culture. So when that argument's like, well, black people do things that white people do, it's like, yeah, because we have to like fit in. I don't know. It's like a really like nuanced conversation. I think that is nuanced.
But it's also though like white people are really annoying. Period. With especially when I think it comes to the hair conversation. Like I remember watching all of these TikTok girls who had like fine, thin mm-hmm. hair talking about the specific hair oil, and they were all buying it and then using it, and they were like, oh, I don't know, it's really heavy, it makes my hair so oily. I'm like, of course it does. It's not made for your hair. Yes. It is made for somebody who has thick hair. And it doesn't mean a black woman with thick mm-hmm. hair. Like another woman with thick hair could probably use it and have a better result, but it is not made for a girl with straight, thin, fine blonde mm-hmm. hair. So stop buying it and then shitting on it and then being in what I was calling, you know, a not conscious consumer, because it's irritating. So it's like, and then black women who like really want the product and needed the product couldn't get the product because all these annoying white girls were buying it and then being like, it's not good. Well, it's not good because it's not made for you. And that's what I have to say about that.
All right, on to electrolysis.
Yeah.
I love this hard stance. I hate white women on TikTok. I hate them. The oil is not for them. What oil was this?
The Mayo.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
Babes, tell her about your experience with the black-based product that really helped your hair.
Okay. So I have fine hair, mm-hmm. but I have really frizzy hair. And growing up, I had very thick hair and I'm losing it and whatever. It's so sad and triggering. But
Do them Rogaine. Do you do Rogaine?
Yeah, so minoxidil gives me heart palpitations.
Oh.
I've tried it. And it sucks because that would have been a nice thing. It's okay.
There's not... You know what? This is funny that I'm like, hey, have you looked into it?
I've literally like looked into everything, including doing PRP, which...
What's that?
They drew my blood, spun it, took the platelet-rich plasma, which is like, it looks like gold in color, and then injected it into my scalp. It was very painful. And I did like 15 sessions of that in an attempt to try and grow my hair. She knows.
Again, this is a person who's like, hey, off the top of my head, what about hair transplants?
I want to do that for my eyebrows.
Yeah, she said let's go to Turkey and do it.
I want to go to Turkey and get a BBL.
Oh, ooh, guys, let's group trip to Turkey.
Let's go to Turkey.
And just so you know, there's two forms of BBL. There's a Brazilian butt lift and there's broadband light, which is a laser that I do on my face. So let's not get it twisted.
I don't want that. I want the BBL.
Yeah.
With the original. I want the original. I want it to be like ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. That's what I want.
I heard it's like quite an intense recovery.
I know. And you're then you have to fly back on your knees.
Shut up.
You've never seen the videos of the girls flying back from wherever getting BBLs and they all are kneeling on the plane seats because you can't sit on your butt. So they sit for takeoff on a pillow and then once they're in the air, they have to be on their knees.
Shut up.
You have to travel like on your stomach when you get in a car.
And they let them?
Well, I mean, the seatbelt sign is off.
As long as you have... Oh it's my a God, free-for-all. I love this. We're going to have to go to Turkey just to witness it.
So I'd be flying back... bald and in a thing, you'd be flying back with new eyebrows growing in, and you'll
and
be flying
I'd
up
have
your
to
knees.
Kneel.
Okay,
yay,
let's
Turkey.
Go to Turkey. We go. But the story back to that was, I have fine frizzy hair, and we went to an event in New York, and we got a little like swag bag,
mm-hmm.
and in it was a product by Gabrielle Union, who's just started a hairline recently, mm-hmm. I guess. And it was a deep conditioning mask, and I loved it.
Ooh.
It was delicious. And it was a sample. I can't tell you anything more than that. But I put it on my head, and it was good, and it didn't weigh my hair down, and it didn't make it greasy, and it helped with the frizz for sure. So shout out to you, Gabrielle. That's great.
I love that.
That's the story you wanted, right, babe?
Yeah, that's the
side
one.
Side-eyeing you. Okay, when it comes to other hair, where else do we have hair on our bodies that we don't
chin.
Like?
I have chin hairs, like just little chin. little chins, little goatee, if you will.
I have a full beard. It's really.
And how do you get rid of it?
I shave it. I dermaplane my face, which
What's
is
dermaplane?
Like the fancy name.
So good. Get into it.
It's literally like you take a medical grade scalpel and you shave your face, and facialists will do it to remove peach fuzz and dead skin cells. And then the
how often do you have to do it?
Well, if I was truly going to do it in terms of like my hair growth pattern, mm-hmm. I'd probably have to do it every 3 days. But
then not for everybody.
No.
I want like one and done, laser it off, and then I don't think about it anymore.
Have you done laser or anything?
No, I'm scared to do laser because I'm black and I...
Hyperpigmentation?
Yes, and I scar very easily.
But if somebody does it for you during a facial, then do it like once a month. It's actually really good, especially when you want to put makeup on. It keeps the makeup clean.
The dermaplaning, for
sure. The dermaplaning, and it's simple. You could do it at home. I do it at home sometimes. Super simple. And then the eyebrows, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dermaplaning, for sure. But I understand that if you have like a situation like I do, or maybe like you're saying you do, where it's just this chronic hair situation, mm-hmm. it's really frustrating. And I think that the only way to really
have a beard.
No. The only way to really like nip it in the bud is electrolysis.
Yeah.
And that, because that kills the follicle. Everything else, like I have done laser, I have mm-hmm. done shaving, I've done electrolysis, but the problem with electrolysis for me is then I get breakouts.
Oh.
So I'm like, pimples or hair? Pimples or hair?
I guess I prefer hair over pimples.
Mm. I don't know though, man.
Well, I'm just like, do I want chin pimples? I already have kind of chin pimples sometimes.
Because it creates like a texture. The hair creates a texture. What do you do for it now?
I tweeze them.
Oh, is it that few that you can tweeze? Like I could, I'd be...
No. I have tweezers in my car, and at red lights, I tweeze my chin.
Oh my God, you're like my
careful.
Dad.
What do you mean?
That can do pigmentation. Careful.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if you're pulling your skin.
Well, I'm pretty good at getting the hairs. I can just...
Yeah, you don't have any hyperpigmentation at this moment. My dad does that.
I'm also wearing makeup. You can't tell. You don't know what I look like.
You right. You look beautiful. You right. That's all we see. Yeah. You look beautiful.
Thank your skin looks beautiful. My warning to you, though, is my father does that. Not he doesn't tweeze his chin hairs, but he will trim his beard.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he was trimming his beard at a red light. The light changed, and then someone honked at him. And then he got pulled over by a policeman like a block later who said that he was impeding traffic and threatened to arrest him. It was a real crazy thing. And then my dad was threatened. He was like,
I think
do you know
you and
who
your
I
family
am?
Need to stay out of cars. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we have a karma. No
doubt
about it.
I want to talk about the armpit hair. I haven't shaved my armpit hair in at least 3 years.
Mine is long and wispy, so I shave it. My shaving is chaotic. I shave it every now and again. And I was once on vacation with a friend and I announced, I was like, look, I shaved all of my armpit hair. And she was like, you didn't. There's still so much there. Did you run a hand over it and thought that there was no hair? And I was like, I guess not. I guess I just finished and was like, got it all. And then my pussy hair, that's also pretty chaotic.
Yeah,
it's like,
me too.
I've shaved the parts where like a mouth goes.
That's respectful.
Just enough to fit it. Yeah, just enough so that nobody can worry about it. Just right there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Everything else,
the
though.
Innards.
Good luck.
Then you have to go. Do you shave on the inside? Your inner labia?
This is a lot.
Yes. I do the inner labia, the outer labia, and then my little taint. And
yeah.
And my butt. I didn't realize I had so much butt hair until like one day I was like, do I? And I was like, oh my God, I do.
Yeah. It's like a thing.
It's wild.
It is so wild. I don't have any armpit hair. So it's really, I know. It's like the armpits were like, we're going to all go to the face. And I was like, cool, thanks for that. And then if we really want to dive into it, do I even want to say it?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get an occasional nipple hair.
Oh,
I do too, babes.
Well, that was funny that you felt like, you need to whisper it. I get a nipple hair all the time.
I don't know. It's just like not sexy.
No, but sometimes it's funny. It'll be so long and I'm like, oh, how did I miss you? I'm
so
like,
long.
Oh my God. I like, radio.
You know what I think every time though? I'm like, this is like men.
Mm-hmm.
Chest hair. I'm like, this is like the female being like, me too a little bit.
Me too. Yeah.
Just a bit.
Well.
Just one hair. Like, I can grow hair too.
I stopped shaving a lot because I get a lot of blackheads.
Oh.
Especially in those little
like
sensitive
ingrowns.
Areas. The ingrowns are not okay.
They're not.
They're not
good.
Okay. No.
And they're wild. I had an ingrown hair on my chin and I was like, is this a pimple? And I was like, what? And then like it fell out.
Yeah.
It was like the doof. And I was like, oh, it's like big, thick, and black.
Yeah.
Just like me.
No.
my God. Oh my God, I love you.
Oh.
Who else in your family is a comedian? Where'd you learn it from?
My mother was really funny. My mother was a very, very funny woman. One of my favorite stories about, like, with me and my mom that we laughed really hard was, so I didn't do clubs in school. I didn't understand where you went to do them. I did drama later because a friend brought me. But I was like, where do you sign up for a club? Like, also, do you want to stay here? I want to go home and eat mashed potatoes. So my sister was in, like, honor society or something. And my mom and I picked her up from the club, the meeting or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was another black minivan in front of us. And she started going into that one. And I was like, wait, should we tell her? And my mom was like, no. And we watched my sister fully get into another minivan. And we were, like, cackling.
That's hilarious.
Like, laughing so hard. She was just, like, she was just funny like that. Like, she was just like, oh, this is going to be funny.
Let's endanger my child. This is hilarious. I love it, though. That's hilarious.
That's the right kind of humor. Yeah. That would make me laugh. Like, I feel like you, babe, will laugh pretty easily. Like, a lot of things make you laugh. But for me to laugh, it's hard.
Oh,
and
really?
It has to be kind of more obscure in that way. Like, watching somebody get into the wrong car is, like, hilarious to me.
I'm an easy laugh. I saw a license plate that just said hello, and there was, like, too many vowels, and I was driving, I was like, hello.
But you're also just cracking your own self up. That's what's funny.
Always. Yeah. I'm all people will, they're like, you laugh at your own jokes on stage. I'm like, you think I left my house at night to not have a nice time?
Yeah,
like, right. I wrote it because I think it's funny. But yeah, I crack myself up all the time.
I love that.
Do all you do time. Like little routines to yourself at home by yourself? Like, will you be talking out loud and like saying things and
only
cracking
if
yourself
I'm
up?
Writing a new joke. But when I shake my dog's hand, I always say nice to meet you. And then laugh uproariously. This happens several times a day.
Oh my God. Just like this.
Nice to meet you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I go, shake. And then we shake and I go, nice to meet you. It's so dumb. I truly have fun by myself. Yeah. I will always have fun.
I love that.
The best way to be, though. A lot of people can't be by themselves. And when they are by themselves, they get sad. And for you to find the joy in yourself is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It is so beautiful. True. Validation. Validation.
I feel like if someone was like a fly on the wall in my house, like they had a wish and it was to be a fly on the wall at my house, they'd be like, she's not well.
Call
she's
the
not
hospital
okay.
immediately.
I feel that way too.
This morning it was yesterday morning. I took the dog out. Babes, I didn't tell you this.
Okay.
I took the dog out and he was barking like extremely loud. She actually was like, why is he barking? There were two squirrels fucking in the tree right here. I've never seen
squirrel
happen.
Sex?
I've never seen squirrel sex.
Squirrels fuck. You guys are like, you get a lot of fun things.
We get
happen.
A lot of action.
I've never seen squirrels fuck.
I've never seen it. And they were, Quinn was barking and they just kept going. And then finally I was like, And the guy looked around.
The guy? Meaning the squirrel?
The squirrel looked back at it and was like, and then like ran off.
He was mad that you interrupted.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny. Yesterday, I met a squirrel, but like it was just a one squirrel, and I was walking my dog Clyde, and there was a squirrel in the tree, and I went, oh, hello, squirrel, and then he like looked at me, and I was like, oh, I'm Nicole.
You tried to do hi, nice to meet you to the squirrel, shake.
Yes, and then it just ran up the tree, and I went, well, I guess you don't want to fret, and then I was like, who am I talking to? And then I like laughed my way home. Yeah, people in my neighborhood must be like, she's not okay.
You're perfect.
Hilarious.
Because literally, only those who know, you got to talk to the neighbors.
You got to just talk.
Yeah.
And talk it out.
I once saw Lucy Liu at Comic-Con, and I said, Lucy Liu, I'm Nicole. And I don't know. And she just went, okay. I'm like, I just need people to know who I am.
That is so
Lucy Liu, squirrels.
That is... Oh, genuine thought. That's what we used to call them. It's like a genuine thought that comes out and you're just like, what? Like it totally missed the mark. Lucy Liu, I'm Nicole is totally a genuine thought where you like think this person might know you because you know them or it's just you're excited and you say it. And it's
but
just
it's also
like, no.
Lucy Liu.
She was so beautiful in a way that was sick. I was like, how do you look like that?
She's gorgeous.
She's so beautiful. Her skin was incredible. And she was wearing red.
Ooh.
And she just looked so, I just was like, ah, I was in awe.
Yeah.
I have a lot of genuine thoughts and I say them almost all of them out loud.
I used to work at a hair salon, speaking of hair, and I worked at the front desk. And Angelica Houston was a client. And I love Angelica Houston and I loved the witches. That was like my favorite. And I remember one time, because they were so overwhelmed, one of the stylists came to me and she's like, can you just mix this bowl? It was Angelica Houston's color. And so there was nothing fancy to do. I just had to like mix it. And I was like, sure. So I go into the room and I'm like mixing it. And she's sitting there and she's reading a magazine and she like doesn't pay any attention to me.
So afraid.
And I just like show it to her and I go, does this look right to you? And she looks at it and she was like, okay. Like, so unbothered. And
that's really funny.
I was like, but it's your hair. Like, I was expecting her. I don't know what I was expecting. But
I need you to mix it a little harder.
Yeah, I was expecting.
More mixing.
But also, like.
That's so funny.
She would have no idea if it looked correct or incorrect because that's not.
No,
because
that's not what, not she's what she does. Doing.
And it was just a genuine
you
thought.
Just,
to, like,
you should have just asked present. Her one of her lines. Like.
I don't know.
That's
her.
What a lot of people do to me. And oh. It's built in with the name of the old show, obviously. But
you have such famous lines.
No. I'm not talking about the famous lines. I'm just saying, hey, that's so Raven. Ain't you that so Raven?
Oh, that's
I am not the whole sentence.
No, you're just Raven.
I'm just Raven. But that type of thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Adam's family. Huh? You got values.
Oh. Oh, my God. Shit. She was Morticia.
Yes.
I should have said that instead of the hair color thing. I should have been like,
would your Gomez cousin have liked this?
Would Gomez would have cousin liked it? Like, would this cover all of Cousin It?
Just the stupidest.
That's so funny.
It was just a gen. And it's not. Yeah, it was just like.
You know what I love about this episode is that we literally have talked about every single thing possible. Like, there is no actual story, which just goes to show that you're easy to talk to.
Oh, thank
so
you.
Easy to
I
talk
also,
to.
It's ADHD. Other people have been like, you're easy to talk to. And I'm like, oh, no, I'll just bounce around and we'll never finish a conversation.
And we're down for it.
We love that shit.
Yeah, I love chit-chat.
I guess I have a serious question.
Ooh, uh-oh.
It's just like it's a more like real question that people have probably asked you before. But when did you decide in your little journey of life that you were going to try stand up and become a comic and do these things?
So I had gotten myself $30,000 in debt in less than a year because credit cards are a thing that nobody really explains to you. I was like, buy now, pay later. And then nobody's like, well, if you're not paying more than the minimum, you're just going to really get a lot of debt. Everyone was giving me a credit card. I had a Macy's card. I had a Hello Kitty credit card.
Ooh, Hello Kitty.
I started getting those like terrible APR cards that are like, here is $500. And I was like, maxing that out too. So then I was like, well, how do I get money? So then I got married for money. And then...
Married?
Mm-hmm.
You got married
for
money?
You got married for money?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he paid me. He got a visa. It didn't end well.
Oh, got it.
So then I got divorced, and instead of paying my bills, I took an improv class.
Smart.
I said, I'm going to use this money for something not tangible.
You know what you did, though?
Not smart.
You learned. What do they say? They
you say, invested in yourself.
She invested in herself. Yeah. But instead of somebody giving you water, I'm sorry, instead of somebody giving you fish, they teach you how to fish. You know that whole sentence? That's what you did. You taught yourself how to fish instead of just.
Give a man a fish and he'll fish? No.
No, give a man a fish and he'll eat. Teach a man a fish and he'll live forever. Some shit like that. Yeah. And that's what you did.
Yeah. I mean, in hindsight, I was like, that was one of the smartest decisions I've ever made. And then I started doing improv, and I really loved it. And then got a show called Girl Code on MTV. And my manager at the time was like, oh, so colleges want you to come do stand-up. And I was like, I could do improv. And he was like, no, they want you to do stand-up. And I was like, well, I don't really do stand-up. And he was like, figure it out. You're leaving money on the table. And I was like, well, I do like money. So then he was like, just like frame your characters into stand-up bits. And I was like, okay. And then the first show I did a couple spots like around town, like 10 minute spots. And then I did a show at Rutgers University. Mm-hmm. I was obligated to do like 40 minutes. My friend Emily Heller, who's a very funny stand-up and writer, she was there with me. And I was like, you close. You do it. And she was like, no, these people are here to see you. And I was like, I don't know how to do it. I was like, well, you sit right in the front. And then I could just like ask you how much time I'm doing. And she was like, yes. So she sat in the front. She's like my little guardian angel. Aww. And I think I did like the 40 minutes. And then I learned, I was like, oh, I have grace because these people know me from TV. So they're going to laugh at most of the things I say. So then I would, in LA, do shows for people who didn't know me and bomb. So mm-hmm. then I was like bombing during the week, killing on the weekends, bombing during the, and then I was like, okay, we got to like figure this out.
Strength training.
Kind yeah. of. It was like really wild. Yeah. And I don't know anyone else who's had to like learn how to do stand up that way, but I think I'm better for it because I've like really learned how to write a joke, and hopefully people who don't know me when they see me are like, oh, she is funny. Yeah, it was.
She is funny.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
It's interesting. You could have gone the route of just talking on stage, not mm-hmm. actually writing jokes, but you decided to further yourself even more. You like
to
learning.
Get good at it. Yeah. I really like. I was like, there's a 1 + 1 that equals 2 in this, and there's also a 1 + 3 that equals 2 or mm-hmm. whatever. There's always like a weird way to get to a laugh on stage, and it's like either a setup and a punch. Or it's like you're telling a story that's littered with jokes.
You learn how to write. You learn how to write a joke well. Now that you know that, now that you have improv underneath your belt, now that you have hosting underneath your belt, now that you have another scripted series underneath your belt, what is for the future for Nicole Byer? No S.
Electrolysis.
Electrolysis. getting it so women can wear box braids in the world. No.
do it.
I would like to do movies. I would like to do more television. I love comedy. I love comedy. And I feel like, I mean, I don't want to like criticize the television landscape, but it feels like comedy is
boring,
more dramedy right now. Yep. And yeah. I really want to do something that is like fucking silly. Like, I just want to be dumb. Like, It's Always Sunny makes me laugh so hard. I want camp to come back. Like, Death Becomes Her is one of my favorite movies. My Cousin Vinny is one of my favorite movies. Yes. Like, I just
love. Ace Ventura is one of my favorite.
Yes. BAPS.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yes.
Pure camp in yeah. a way yeah. that, like, I feel like movies aren't, they don't have the gravitas. Like, all those things I meant, like, everyone cares so deeply about each other and the jokes are really funny. Yeah, I just want to do funny shit where people are like, boy, I like that. That made me feel good. And
yes.
My day is better, and I'm quoting it, and yeah, that's what I want to do next. Just like funny shit.
Well, when you write that movie, I'm available to help.
I know. I was going to say, you two in a movie together?
I would love it. I think it would be very, very fun.
And I think we should call Tiffany.
I was just about to say
that. Let's do it. I think it would be very, very, very funny.
It's like a caramel Oreo.
And also, you know what is actually so great about this situation?
A caramel Oreo, sorry, sounds really good.
I think it exists, number one.
It's delicious.
I think it exists, number one. Number two, you, Tiffany, and Nicole in a movie together. So funny. You guys wouldn't even need a great script. Like, you guys.
Hilarious.
That's very funny.
But
you can take this dog shit script and make it really good. You
guys, we know how to shine shit.
But
I'm
that's
sure.
my point. When you have three people that are so skilled, so funny, and so good at what they do, it almost wouldn't matter what we gave you guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to write some shit and give it to you guys and let's make it.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
You sound like my family. They're like, why don't you go be on that show? And I'm like, because that's not how it works. You're like, I'm going to write this and we're going to do it.
Well, that's the energy in which I try and just like push things forward. I know it's a really fucking hard thing to get anything made, I'm just like, I just see it. We talk about this all the time because I feel like if there were to be a spinoff or a reboot or a do-over of A Liar Liar, for example, I was like, I want to write that script. I want it to be Raven.
Me first. Me first.
I think
me
it's like
we can
so
do it together.
Funny.
It's a, okay.
But like imagine. I think about this all the time because we have a production company.
It's one of my favorite movies.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
I've had better. I've had better. I've had better. Better? And I sing,
yeah,
okay.
So you can do it.
There's a song in it that I sing all the time. It's at his birthday party, and the clown is just going, happy, happy, happy. I'm so happy today. And no one ever knows what I'm singing because it's not even 30 seconds in the movie.
Yeah.
The airplane scene is so funny to me.
So good. It's amazing. Larry was a gem.
It's so funny.
It got its due then, but I don't know if the new generation understands what they're missing.
I don't know. The courtroom. Susie Kirk is so good.
Overactor.
Genius. It's so funny.
That's the thing, though, that I miss today, I feel, in like movies and television, is that when you think about a Liar Liar, when you think about an Ace Ventura, everyone in it is amazing. Like, everyone is coming with 100% of what they can do, their best, and it just works, and it makes this beautiful thing. And I feel like today, it's kind of like what I was saying. You're probably going to get a shit script, but if we can get three really good people who can, like, elevate it, then it'll work. It's like you just – one thing seems to be really watered down or not working as well nowadays, and then it becomes overly reliant upon talent or the writer then to, like, put it together. And – I just want to find those projects again or create them or the
Have you ever seen the movie Houseguest?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite fucking movies.
It's really good.
Wait, remind me.
Sinbad.
It's so good.
Yes.
Phil
yes,
Hartman.
Yes.
Everyone in it is a cartoon playing their own game, and it's so, I love it so much.
Yes. Classic 90s.
Yes.
Late, mid-90s movies are just hit differently.
They do, and they I think it's because everyone's playing, like, I just saw Clue for the first time, and I was like, oh my, everyone's playing their character game so well.
Yeah.
Everyone is so heavily invested in who brought them there. Who's doing the murders, but like it still never loses the silliness of it, even though it's a very serious premise.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we'll get there.
We have a lot of work to do. We'll get there. Nicole, let's toast.
Yay, the toast!
The toast.
We toasted.
We toasted.
Toast. Okay, you guys have left some comments in the comment section regarding who you want us to toast to. Thank you. So excited. Keep doing it. And here we have one from Just Lilo 14 is asking us today to toast to all the working moms who are out there getting it done, doing the things. I kind of butchered it, but thank you, Lilo, a.k.a. Jen.
You know what? Let's toast to all the moms that are out there doing the thing.
Let's toast to all the moms out there.
To all the moms.
To all the working moms out there doing the thing.
There's so many different kinds of moms. I'm gonna just dive into
it. Yeah, riff on
so
the
many,
moms.
There's so many different kinds of moms. There are the moms that go to work in an office and come home. There's some of the moms that go to work at the home and then, you know, don't find time to...
Go to the office.
There's moms out there that are no longer moms of younger kids, but have become mentors to young adults and know how to make that transition. There are moms out there that are learning from their kids and becoming better humans because of them. There are moms out there that are no longer with their kids because they gave a selfless act of making sure that child has a better home. Those are still mothers. We have mothers out there that are fighting for the rights of humans all over the world. We have mothers out there that are trying to be president of the United States. We have mothers out there that are fighting on the front lines in war. Like we are.
Oh, we do.
My mom's dead.
Shit. You real?
Uh-huh.
Hey, mom. We have moms out there.
We have moms.
Wait, that would be insane. If I said my mom's dead and you went, really? And I went, no, just having a good time. But I truly was like, wow, these moms are doing a lot. My mom's lazy as hell.
Oh, no. But there are some mothers that are still mothers, even though their physical body is not here on this planet. Yeah. And that their spirit lives within us. So, yes, thank you to all the mothers that have been there for their children, been there for other people's children, and been there for society in general.
Yeah. And cheers to the moms who do our hair. Because the topic was hair.
No, I got it. It was just the way you said it. And cheers to the moms who do hair.
Not like
that. It was just very funny.
Was I like struggling that intensely?
A little.
I was also thinking about the time when I was 5 years old in kindergarten and I was given a permission slip that the teacher said, take this home and have your mom sign it. And I raised my hand and the teacher said, yes, Miranda. And I said, well, what do you do if your mom is dead? And they called my mom and they said, we think Miranda has some issues.
I don't know wasn't as an issue. I think you were like, well, what happens if you don't have a mom? That's a good question.
Yeah, but then I told them my mom was dead.
Oh, well.
And she wasn't. Oh, which is, okay. Yeah. Well. But I wanted her to die because she had just given birth to my sister and she had stopped paying attention to me. So I was like angry.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, hello, I still exist.
Thanks anyway. For watching Tea Time.
And cheers to that. Wes, good luck with that one.
Wes. Wes.
Yes.
Wes.